Blackstone Audio presents Pale Demon by Kim Harrison. To the guy who knows how I take my tea. One. Brown or green for the drapes, Rach? Jenks's voice slid into my dozing state, and I opened an eyelid, a crack, to find him hovering inches from my nose. The sun was hot, and I didn't want to move, even if his wings provided a cold draft. "Too close, I can't see," I said, as I shifted in the webbed lounge chair, and he drifted back, his dragonfly-like wings humming fast enough to spill a red-tinted pixie dust over my bare middle. June, sunbathing, and Cincinnati normally didn't go together, but today was my last day to get a tan before I headed west for my brother's wedding. Two bundles of fabric were draped over Jenks's arms, spider silk most likely dyed and woven by one of his daughters. His shoulder-length curly blonde hair, uncut since his wife's death, was tied back with a bit of twine to show his angular, pinched features. I thought it odd that a pixie able to fend off an entire team of assassins was worried about the color of his drapes. "Well," I hedged, not more confident in this than he was, "the green goes with the floor, but I'd go with the taupe. You need some visual warmth down there." "Brown?" he said, looking at it doubtfully. "I thought you liked the green tile." "I do," I explained, thinking that breaking up a pop bottle for floor tile was ingenious. "But if you make everything the same color, you'll wind up back in the 70s. Jenks's wings dropped in pitch and his shoulders slumped.